He was still just a Midwest star, but Bob Seger would soon be known everywhere when he entered Cobo Hall in Detroit on this date, September 4th, 1975, to record a concert that would become the album Live Bullet. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Detroit!
Although the rest of the country would think so, Bob Seger was anything but an overnight sensation. He released seven albums between 1969 and 1974 and was huge, but only regionally. One night, he'd be headlining the Pontiac Silverdome, and the very next night, he'd play for less than 1,000 in Chicago. His eighth album, Beautiful Loser, in 1975, would set the stage for his turn in the national spotlight. When he hit the road to support the record, it included a two-night stand in Detroit, where the Live Bullet recordings would happen. He took the stage with the Silver Bullet Band, and the album began with a bunch of his more recent material, including the combination of Travelin' Man, Beautiful Loser, that would become a standout. But the album's most iconic track was Turn the Page. But even that wouldn't become a hit until after his Night Moves album released just 6 months later. From that point on, he would be a superstar. But Bob Seger's journey to national stardom would begin with one of the most iconic live recordings of all time, when he took the stage at Cobo Hall in Detroit in front of 12,000 fans to record Live Bullet on this date, September 4th, 1975, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
As I told everybody last night, I was reading Rolling Stone where they said Detroit audiences are the greatest rock and roll audiences in the world. I thought to myself, I've known that for 10 years.